And the final part of our interview with Robert Ramsey. So how do you find balancing the trained game course and all these side projects around the rest of your life?
It's a bit of a juggling act, to be honest, and sometimes I do get a little bit stressed out and a little bit narky and annoyed. Basically because I've got a lot of passion for this, but my life doesn't, you know, there's not enough hours in the day. My life can't really revolve around this. Like, this revolves around my life. I have to go out, make money, you know, I have to work 4 or 5 days a week to pay bills, etc. And I've got, you know, I'm in a relationship and things like that. I still go and see family, but I just fit them in when I can. I'm kind of, just now, I'm just getting lost in my little world with my computer and just learning things and getting better at things at my own pace. But it is really tricky. The coursework just comes when I feel that I'm ready. I'll open the book and I'll just absorb it all in about 2 or 3 hours and do the test, and then that's me. I'm done with that, because I know I'm already kind of up there. I just have to polish the surface of things.
And what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game Art and Animation course so far?
My favourite bit is really interacting with the other members, and that basically I'm trying to keep every avenue open as well. Like with Mage, that's an avenue to sort of get to know people from the course. The live streams and the tutorials, that's another avenue to get to know people. I kind of like to be in the limelight, but at the same time I like other people to have the limelight now and again as well. So it's sharing that whole limelight experience and seeing people do well that keeps me amused. And it's almost being at college, it's almost being in a classroom then. You can go and see your mates and have a laugh and things like that. So being quite kind of in touch with like your fellow student is quite a cool thing, I think. And it keeps me going. It makes me want to complete this course, definitely.
And finally, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
My ideal job would probably be as a kind of middle ground artist, where I can help junior artists get better. Plus, I can take commands from, you know, my senior artist and produce a lot of work really quickly to a really good standard. And that would be more or less static models, environment models, character concepts, some character models, some rigging, some animation. More of the mainstream graphic side.
Great, thanks for your time, Robert.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.